The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
Every minute, every day.
The voice of the people.
Fight the good fight.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Friday morning, everybody. Here we go. July the 10th, 2020. And say it before, we'll say it again today. 710 KNUS Weather Center. Weather on a Friday, 100 degrees. Sunny and very hot. We hit 100. Tomorrow, Saturday, 95. And then 93, maybe afternoon rain on Sunday. When we come back to the job on Monday, be 98 degrees. The thing that I've just been pondering this. How do they know? You know, like, one's going to be 98 and one's going to be 100. I mean, that's good. Yeah. If you can do that, that's good. We have a lot to talk about. Yesterday, the outcome of the Band of Mirrors. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Douglas County commissioners opt out of Tri-County Health's mandate to wear face masks in public. In addition, a statement by the commissioners says, effective immediately, it is directing the county's staff to begin work on creating its own public health department, thus separating from Tri-County Health. Tri-County Health had issued the mask mandate for Adams, Arapahoe, as well as Douglas counties. This report is sponsored by Gas Buddy Fuel Better. Hate paying too much for gas? Then you need Gas Buddy. Gas Buddy saves you up to 25 cents a gallon, no matter where you fill up. Download the app or visit GasBuddy.com. Gas Buddy, fuel better. UC Health and CU School of Medicine are recruiting 1,000 patients in Colorado for Phase 3 trials of a COVID-19 vaccine. UC Health says participants will fit into the high-risk populations associated with COVID-19 and will be monitored for about a year to determine the vaccine's safety. Meanwhile, California, Texas, Florida all surpassed previous coronavirus infections records. Cases are still surging in hard-hit Arizona. A cluster of thunderstorms off the North Carolina coast has developed into Tropical Storm Fay, threatening New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York today with winds up to 50 miles an hour. Heavy rainfall dumping 3 to 5 inches onto New York City will be accompanied by strong winds causing surf surges as high as 10 feet. The Supreme Court rules in favor of a New York prosecutor's demand for Donald Trump's financial records. The state is seeking information investigating hush money paid to women who claim having affairs with Trump, something he denies. In a separate case, the justices denied Congress access to banking and other documents about Trump, family members, and his businesses. The court noted that Congress does have significant power to demand the president's personal information in its oversight role, but that power is not limitless. Flags in Tennessee will fly at half staff today to honor country music great Charlie Daniels. He died Monday at age 83 after suffering a stroke. His funeral will take place today at World Outreach Church in Murfreesboro. European stock markets opened higher today, while Asian stocks followed Wall Street lower. On Wall Street, all three major indices are lower this morning, ranging from a quarter to three-quarters of a percent in advance of this morning's opening. And that, Peter, is Real News.
Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning. It is a 100-degree day, July the 10th, 2020. And a story that we've been going with all week is what has happened to the Bandemir family vis-a-vis Jefferson County. This morning, Randy Corcoran and John Bandemir are on the radio show with us at 7 o'clock.
Good.
And Dr. Tom Noel and Dennis Gallagher are going to come on the radio show, two of the best Colorado historians, and their thoughts. And Tom was with us, I don't know, 10 days ago, and saying, no, we should not be tearing these monuments down. This is just the absolute wrong thing to do. And, of course, Dennis is a great city historian. I'm a big fan of Dennis Gallagher's and Tom Noel's. So they're on the show at 8, but the highlight of the morning will be Randy and John Bandemir. So the outcome, and the outcome is still in doubt of what is going to happen, but yesterday the judge, who, you know, I don't know how much, well, we can only hope, but the part of this is that she issues an oral decision on the case on the 21st of July, 9 o'clock in the morning, 21st of July. This is the 10th. So I thought, because they put little spy rat snitches into the Bandemir Speedway, that we needed to do this right away. This was a health emergency. Mm. Well, Bandemir's going to have a race this Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, I, you know, hope springs eternal, as we speak about all the time, but the judge said, and this is her quote, "I don't want to rush it. I think this has a lot of implications for the community." And I say, Dick Tracy, where'd you park your squad car? Of course it does. And it, the fallout from that is this Tri-County health order. And they're putting, no, it's okay. Yeah. You know, because there's a message in here called you must comply.
Mm-hmm.
And Jefferson County said that Bandemir's, and again, we go back in time. The problem is I think that we know too much. And going back to, well, we know there's been a crime committed, but we'll tell you what it is when we get there.
Yeah.
And they put that little rat in there, and, you know, and he wasn't trying to help anybody adjust their masks or, you know, point out things to the Bandemir family or to anybody working there. He was just finding crime. That was his job, and he knows it, and Dr. Johnson knows what they did, and some of those commissioners out there know what they did, but I thought Randy and John will be on the radio show at 7. I thought Randy did a great job. And so now what? But the judge, and again, there's no way of knowing the fallout. And the Bandemirs, they said, you know, that's a big place. I've been there many, many, many times. And Randy made a point. He said, it's like a restaurant. People go broke all week long, but Friday and Saturday night, that's when they make the profit. That's how they manage it. Mm-hmm. Randy's right. And John Bandemir said to Channel 7, I put my trust in the Lord, and he's in control. You know, the Bandemirs are a deeply religious family, and John is the patriarch of the family. And he did a Bible reading, and race fans lined up outside the Jefferson County Justice Center, and they were showing support. So the part of us that I think is most interesting is that it had to be done. This, we needed to move on this. This was the, you know, the little Jeffco, you must comply, public health people. Well, the judge puts it on hold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my immediate reaction, I was texting with Randy, I thought this was an emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so intent that they had to put their rats in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, to ferret this out. You know, yeah. And they themselves are simply the ferrets. They're the weasels. But don't you think it's interesting? Yeah.
Now, they still have to limit the number for this weekend.
Well, see? And the Bandemirs are not saying whether or not they're going to comply.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, you know, I'm like I said, John Bandemir is a great friend.
Yeah.
Randy, of course, is about half tough. And so, you know, that's not my call.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know from the bottom of your top 40 heart, the Jefferson County Public Health will be on this like flies on a certain because that's what they're going to. Well, they've done it again. They have not complied.
Mm-hmm.
And the word that comes out in this is comply. What Jefferson County wanted from the Bandemir family, who has been in this business since 1958 holding events, the notion is comply. And I wrote this down on my worksheet. Do you feel the government wants you to comply? I wrote it down as my little lineup card for this morning.
Oh, boy.
I mean, don't, I mean, seriously. I mean, it's a. Yeah. I mean, lines are open, 303-696-1971. What if you don't comply? And what we're learning now, I'm talking about political correctness, a cancel culture, doxing people. You must comply. You must comply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no, you must comply.
Well, that's what government is for. You must comply.
The government is initially there to protect you.
Yes, I know.
That's Mr. Jefferson, who, of course, we know is a racist and a slave owner a crypto-Nazi, but is to protect you, protect your rights, not to do things to you, but to protect your rights. and now you must comply, comply. I found comply three different times in reading this. The Bandermeer's biggest sin, the Bandermeer crime family, is they didn't comply. And if you roll this out into political correctness and witch hunting and doxing people, they're not complying. Mm-hmm. They don't comply. So do you see yourself, the phones are lighting up, you must comply, and if not, then consequences will happen. And the judge in this case, who, you know, I want this to, you know, we've probably had a lot of undue influence in already, but everybody thought this was a slam dunk. Everybody thought that, you know, when the Bandermeers walked into court, that it was going to be about an hour and 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and they were going to wreck their careers. Mm-hmm. And Corcoran, I mean, and there was another lawyer with Randy, but somebody did something in there. And I want to believe, and that would be, you know, egotistical as hell, that we maybe had some influence on this. I want it because we beat this like a redheaded stepson. So
it seemed like the judge was surprised, too.
Oh, yeah. I think her honor was, because everybody thought, well, it's going to be a dead bank put away. Mm-hmm. But
right.
Now you go, and I'll bet Dr. Johnson and their little butt boys are so upset this morning. I just, you know they are. No one complied. Right, we got people on the phones already. We go to Chad in Golden, Colorado. You're with Tommy and Peter. Matt's got the con. Chad, you're on the radio show, man. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. How you doing?
I'm really good, thanks. Friday.
You staying cool, man?
Well,
Friday. Thank God.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just thinking, you know, the only way we can address our grievances to the government anymore for anybody to listen, we got to start a riot, man. We got to burn stuff down. We got to go down to that courthouse.
You know,
bust out some windows and spray paint some stuff up and
tear the flag down. Yeah,
turn something down. Yeah, turn it, you know, all, burn it all down.
I'm reading. I mean, we know what a total tool Nancy Pelosi is, but so this is on Twitter. They asked Pelosi about tearing down the Columbus statue. I'm telling you, she said people will do what they want to do. That's a quote.
Do what they want to do.
Nancy
Pelosi.
I
heard it.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah. Way to go.
You know, what if the NRA people, the people who are in the NRA, were actually as bad as those Democrats say we are? You know, what if we actually decided to start a riot? Imagine.
No, they won't.
What the outcome would
be. I've said.
No, we won't. I mean, no,
I've seen.
Those people, yeah, we're decent people.
No, I've said that, and it's been, and it's not, this is no, by no means original, that if you counted all the deer hunters in Michigan, they would be the second largest standing army in the world. Now, screw with that. You know, Charlie Daniels, who we're celebrating today, Charlie had that song, and he said,
"Country boy."
No, when they said about don't try and put your hands on no Pittsburgh Steeler fans. Remember when Charlie said, you know, we're going to do it again, and it was like you hear Charlie in your head now, but yesterday. When the and it's all about complying. Do you see yourself as a compliant?
You know, I've never been a conformist myself personally, so I don't see myself. I don't see myself complying with what those people say. Tell me to do very much. To be honest with you,
why are they doing this to the Bandermeers? Simply because the Bandermeers will not comply.
They're doing it to set an example.
Well, they're exactly. I mean, I always say this that. You know, the only thing I've ever served is a bad example. But they remember the behest of the king, and the Bandermeers were to accept if they had to comply. They had to ask permission. They've been there since 1958. Now, as I said yesterday, the Irish have this thing: go put your hat in your hand, meaning you know, go ask the baron of the land or the landlord or the duke or whoever else the Brits stuck in there. Go ask for permission or approval. So every time they had to go to JPH for each event.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you had to go to somebody like that little rat that snuck in on them and ask for his permission to hold an event. And you had to deliver a safety plan. And if you did not comply, and again, I'm using these words, if you didn't comply, then what? Well, you couldn't hold your event. And they were going to literally run Bandermeer, and I think they really wanted to run. They want to run the Bandermeers out, but that's just me.
Well, you know what that is about. You know, to be honest with you, you know, and I think about this, a little bit. You know, the leftists know how to tax and pressure their political opponents.
Sure.
And the people who go to drag races, you know, and I've been to drag races, ain't nothing better, finer than the smell of nitro fuel, boy, I tell you what. But the way they like to poke and prod the people that are their political opponents.
Oh, no, and
the way they like to do it, they like to flex their muscle.
And the other part of this is the nicey Republicans who won't stand up for anybody.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
you know, Donald Trump. Everybody has their opinion of him, but he's the only guy that fights. Cory Gardner's a weak sister.
Please,
he's a piece of wet spaghetti. That's all he is.
Did you see that picture of Lauren Boebert and Cory Gardner? Have you seen this picture?
No, I haven't seen it.
It is on the left side. You know, looking at the picture, so it would be stage left. She's standing there. She got her Levi's on, and she's got a gun on her hip. And I can't get it clear enough. To me, it looks like it's a Colt or a, you know, we used to call them cowboy guns. Wheel gun. Thank you. That's a better one. And she's got it on her hip, and she's standing there. He's got on a mask. she didn't have a mask on. She's standing there, you know, and she's, you know, what we all said, you know, she's like semi-hot, right? And then he's standing there. Yeah, and he's standing there. He's got the mask on, and she's carrying heat. And I'm going, and she's got no mask on. They're looking at each other, and I'm thinking.
When they sat down, Cory Gardner crossed his legs, and she was manspreading, right?
We used to say that there were people we used to say when they went to the potty, they sat down. Remember that line? I'm serious, man. I mean, it is like this laugh out loud funny picture, and I've seen his ads. The one ad, and everybody's in there, how Cory Gardner saved her life. Everybody in the ads, everybody in the ads white.
Yeah, saved my life.
Yeah, who's telling you, you know, like, people, we've been over this 1,000 times, everybody, you want to see yourself in an ad. You know, you want to see your, you know, your skin complexion, you want to see your look. Yeah, you want to see it in an ad.
I was in the Army for a long time, and I still have quite a few friends that, you know, that happen to be black that are in there. One of the things that they said is that, you know, that I, you know, kind of picked up. I don't think I registered at the time, but they wanted somebody that looked like them.
Of course you do. Of course.
It makes sense to me.
Madison, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, when Madison Avenue, when that light went on, the first print commercial to have African Americans in it was Salem Cigarettes. And now when you watch ads, you'll see, like, the husband's African American, the woman's Anglo, or the other way around, or two women, or, you know.
Well, the other thing they really push is the gay couple.
That's what I'm saying. But you know, it's smart.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Yeah, but they're trying to make money.
Hey,
I don't. What
color is that man's money? That's green. Yeah, that's green. I don't care. Yeah. You know.
Do you follow Corleone Noir? Any of the stuff he does? The guy that does the African American guy that does a lot, used to do a lot of stuff with the NRA.
No, I don't. I've been.
Yeah, you ought to check him out. He was saying one thing. You know, you had that big deal at, you know, that one Confederate joint where the whole bunch of wannabe militant black guys were walking around.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, and he had a deal at a video on the YouTube about, you know, Joe Biden talking about, you know, or, you know, Dave Chappelle talking about, you want gun control, let African Americans start buying guns. And he was the point he was making was, there's a lot of African, you know, there's a lot of people, just a lot of everybody buying a lot of guns. He's like, pay attention. Once the African Americans start buying guns, pay attention to who's actually going to start pushing the gun control.
You know,
it's going to be the same people.
I'm not sure. I mean, because if you look at the gun sales percentages, I mean, they're up so significantly. And friends of mine who say, yeah, there's, you know, tons of black guys are buying guns too.
But God bless them, man.
Absolutely. But the point of this is, you start talking about defunding the cops, and you see murder rates and crime rates skyrocketing. I don't care if you're orange, you're going to protect your family. And that's the answer.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, that's what the Second Amendment was for anyway. And like I said, the Second Amendment was for everybody.
And the Second Amendment, is very clear. It wasn't for deer hunting and shooting squirrels.
Nope, shall not be infringed is pretty plain English to
me. It was because they were afraid of the government.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
Right.
So,
and they also knew that at the time of that, as a young nation, then we could the government couldn't afford to put a cop in every corner either. So you were in charge of your own security.
Yeah, cops.
So you know, kind of going back to that. You're in charge of your own security.
Well, that's why there was a militia, and you know, cops. Much, you know, it's London, and they use the bobbies. You know, it's like they come up with. That's where we get the coppers, is the copper buttons, and so they start calling them the coppers. But I mean, look, these guys will sink this puppy. So, and that's my real concern. Is I think we're on the clock, and I worry that Donald Trump won't get the second term. But
I'm worried about it too.
Yeah, and then you turn around, look at these people like Cory Gardner and Walker Stapleton and the rest of these jokers and
McConnell.
I still have hope in these young guys that are here, Pat Neville and those guys. I don't know. Take care of yourself, man.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. All right.
Take care, Peter.
All right, 303-696-1971. Randy Corbin, John Vandermeer at 7, Dr. Tom Noel and Dennis Gallagher at 8. I love the Nancy Pelosi, but people will do what they want to do. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What they want to do, like the Vandermeers wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Tri-County Health. Who wants to break away? Who's the...
Douglas County.
Douglas County.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
And remember, do you comply? You must comply. And this is all this is about, is compliance that is rules manufactured by bureaucrats who weren't even elected to office. And they use spies on the Vandermeers, and that's unheard of. What everybody thought was going to be a slam dunk is not. And the judge said that she will issue her decision 9 o'clock in the morning on July the 21st. I thought this was an emergency. You know, Your Honor, I thought this was, to Dr. Johnson and all his merry men and women, I thought this was an emergency. I'll bet their jaws are locked in Jeffco, in the Taj Mahal, in their little office, in their little cubicles. I'll bet they are PO'd. they thought they were going to walk this in. Yeah. That's the mm-hmm. automatic. You must come. Well, they didn't comply.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they didn't comply. And John Vandermeer, in essence, and he's too decent of a guy to do it, but he gave him the finger. And Corporan went in and hit him in the back of the head with a ball bat. Good. Now we'll see what happens. I don't predict an outcome on this because, you know, you hope for the best, expect the worst. But they thought they were going to bulldoze this family. Didn't happen. For once, you sit here in the state of Colorado knowing Jared Polis is watching this. You know, the media doesn't know quite what to do with this. The headlines are really deceiving. But on the 21st at 9 o'clock in the morning, I guess we know.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Weekend's here, 303-696-1971. Your call's right after this.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Wake up, Maggie. Morning, everybody. 100 will be the high, July the 10th. We made it to a Friday. 710 KNUS. John Vandermeer and Randy Corcoran on the show at 7. Let's go to Wyoming and Jack. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Pete, the radio on my pickup broke about 2 weeks ago, which is the way I generally listen to you guys. I know nothing about this Vandermeer thing, but I am fascinated because, you know, I'm always into legal issues. I don't see how Jefferson County has any legal standing whatsoever with respect to these events that they're holding. The people that have gone there went there of their own free will, and they're the parties of interest. They're the only ones. The only damages I see in this whole thing are financial damages to Vandermeer. I hope it puts together a countersuit, and I hope I'm on the jury panel. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, I mean, it goes like this. The Vandermeers have been doing the 4th of July celebration for as long as I can remember, and they do jet cars. And in fairness, John Vandermeer and his family are very, very good friends. And I just always, you know, because I'm a car geek is where I first met John. I love the drag races like the last caller. But anyhow, so the Jefferson County Health Department decided that they were going to control what happened at Vandermeer on the 4th of July night. And what they did is they ran a little rat in there. And Randy Corcoran, who is, of course, our friend, but morning show talk show host on Saturdays, but a really, 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 you know, great attorney on these cases. And so what they issued a news release on the Sunday, remember, and they said, and this is, I keep all my notes here, the agency said it would pursue legal action for the violations that came as Colorado tries to slow the spread. But what the health department...
What's the action?
Well, here
what's
it is.
What's actionable?
Stop,
I don't
stop,
see what's
stop.
Actionable
well,
here.
Wait a minute. But They did not provide details for the violations, but they said, and this is what tricked me, the findings were based on what staff observed. Now, these are the rats. They sent in people to make crime. So the staffers observed at the Jet Car National events. Now, with further hard-hitting work, we now know the name of this guy. They sent him in, and his name is James Rada. And Jimmy Boy goes in, and he starts writing, I'm sure taking notes or making, who knows, maybe making camera, film, whatever he does. And then he goes back, and then they gin one up on the Bandimeers. But I have all of these pictures from that night. And by the way, as Randy pointed out in court, and we've talked about on the radio show, well, if you were so concerned about this, why didn't you go over and ask for Mr. Bandimeer? Why didn't you go over Sporty Bandimeer? Why didn't you go over to somebody and say, come here, these violations are taking place, let's do this so nobody gets sick? And of course, they did none of those things because they were there as little narcs. They were narking on the Bandimeers. So, and if you go back, I got the sign that was out front, and it said, I'll read it to you, warning, entering venue at your own risk. Facility assumes no responsibility for the spread of infectious disease. They handed out masks if you wanted them. They handed out all those, cleanser cleaners and stuff, and people sat in separate rows. And this did not satisfy. I come back to this word, compel, or comply. And also there's a term that goes with that, mandatory. And when someone talks about mandatorying masking, then you must comply. Having said all of those,
the king's rule.
Of course, it's good to be the king. But so they hand out, they had hand sanitizer, they had masks, and people said, look, they sat apart. Well, I'm trying to find my notes from Rada, but Rada, I mean, it was shocking because he made these really, really asinine statements of what he observed that.
Just ask Randy for me what they have that they think is actionable. I don't see anything actionable.
I think that's what happened in the courtroom for 2 days. I think all the little politically correct social weasels all thought they were going to go and grab the Bandimeers and ragdoll the Bandimeers, and it just didn't work that way. And so the part that strikes me is the judge herself, who we'll see. But the judge, this is her words this morning, or last night, actually, yesterday afternoon. I don't want to rush it, says the judge. I think there's a lot of implications for the community. But I said, and Randy and I were texting, I thought this was a health emergency. I thought they had the narc on the Bandimeers, and now the judge is saying...
The judge knows there's no there. I think that's
Look, this is politics. This is not about health. It's like everything
that's
else.
Right.
The Bandimeers are, and by the way, I have to go to my notes. If you give me a second, how the Bandimeers billboarded this, and I think, there's overwhelmingly now these Democrat commissioners and people like these public health. Let me read you how. I got to go to my notes. Give me a second. How the Bandimeers, they billboarded this, and I know John, and I know his family. Let me read you the exact note here. This was the title of the Saturday night event: the Bandimeer God and Country Rally for America. Prayer, pledges, jet cars, and fireworks. That's a dog whistle to any politically correct Democrat, don't you think? I'm serious.
That's the crime right there.
Exactly. That's the crime. And, don't let them tell you anything. I mean, as I say to everybody, and what they wanted the Bandimeers to do is to come to them now and ask permission to do anything they want to do at that track that they've operated since 1958. How much sales tax money, how much money, seat tax money, do you think the Bandimeers have given Jefferson County? How many people in Morrison, but there's been deathly quiet? How many of the little...
Well, they're going to do...
No.
They're going to do administrative bullying on these people they're not on their political correctness.
But the little town of Morrison, if they open their mouths, they're next in defense of them. I mean, these are small business people. And I love Morrison. We go there in a motorcycle, you got a little mom and pop store restaurant. You pop off, Jefferson County's in your front door with Jimmy Rada and the boys.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. It's all fear factor. All right, Bubba, thanks, man. We go to Peter. Peter, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
A whole lifetime ago, we used to live up on Green Mountain, about a block and a half from the intersection of South Yale Avenue West Jewell Avenue. And at night, on weekends, you could hear the faint sound of engines revving at Bandimere. And it was reassuring because you knew the world hadn't ended. You know, and the thing is what it boils down to is those snooty people are against sweat hog activities like drag racing, NASCAR, duck pin bowling. You know, they'd rather have us attending lectures on the influence of Western missionaries on Tasmanian song and dance.
Good. It's a good line. Yeah, I mean, look, if anybody thinks this is about health care, they're out of their minds. This is about the deep county. I'll call it the deep county. This is about the ability to make people comply. Pete, we go back a long way together. Don't you see the terms of the Bandimeres must comply and must ask permission and issue and show the same unelected bureaucrats safety plans after doing this since 1958? I mean, back when they were running those rails with front engines. You know, I mean, when those cars would go through the traps and grenade, where was public health then? They didn't care. You know, that was like a bunch of white trash out there slamming gears. They're my kind of guys, right? So, okay. Now, suddenly, this is the divine opportunity for Jefferson County's public health, backed by the Democrat commissioners, to flex their muscles. They yanked their liquor license. I got to tell you something. I would bet, as my grandma would say, dollars to donuts, that Jared Polis is on one level or another involved in that. Because Jerry's a big comply man.
What it boils down to is allowing, you know, for John Bandimere and people like him to do what they like and for people to attend it.
Of course.
Is freedom. And that's anathema.
You must comply.
To the left.
Those words, mandate and comply, are interchangeable.
You know, I kind of wonder if there's supposedly criminal activity involved. Did they Mirandize John Bandimere? Did they get a warrant?
I understand where you're headed with this, but the other part of it, to observe the media, to make how fun it is, there was a lot of people out there that were on the sides of the Bandimeres. One guy shows up with a different sign claiming the Speedway was ignoring the rules. And because the Bandimeres had a, quote, cavalier attitude, he got on television.
Well,
I know.
That's who gets the airtime.
Well, no,
right?
Of course. Petey, of course. Of course. It's beauty to watch. And like I said, now, because it was such an emergency, we had the Bandimeres had to be shut down. Well, now the judge has moved her decision until the 21st of July. Now, wait a minute. There's going to be racing this week. What? You know, and that is a loss of face for Dr. Johnson and Jimmy Boy Rada and the rest of these people. They lost face. And I don't know if they've lost the case. All I know is keep the heat on. The point of this is they didn't – everybody knew that – I mean, boy, I was being told they walked in there. They're going to get, you know, slam dunk. The Bandimeres are in chains. And John's doing 30 days. No, it didn't happen. And no, that's beauty. Okay.
All right.
Ah, man.
You take care.
Thanks. 303, do you comply? Are you a complier? Have you complied? Do you feel the government wants you to comply? And what does comply mean? What does mandatory mean? I love Nancy Pelosi's great line. People will do what they want to do when it comes to tearing down the Columbus statue. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Tom Noel and Dennis Gallagher. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. I feel a hell of a lot better about what's going to happen with the Bandimeres this morning than I did yesterday morning at this time. The judge says, I don't want to rush it. I think there's a lot of implications for the community. Where'd you park the squad car, Your Honor? And she's right. She's right. Now, let's see what happens this weekend. I don't know if we'll get any information this morning, but the temporary restraining order will remain in place. Well, they ignored it. This is how this thing started. And a weekend of racing, right? American Financing, because they really are in it for you. They take the time to get to know you. And once they understand what's important to you, they build a strategy tailored for you. It'll save you money, man. Look, whether you're buying your first home, a bigger home, refi-ing, and I did the refi, and they're there to help. And it starts with a phone call. Save 500, you know, like there are plenty of lenders out there. They want $500 just for you to qualify. These guys know. Do yourself a favor. If you're in a market to buy or save some dough, call them. 303-695-7000. Simple. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. AmericanFinancing.net. Start this morning. Hey, this guy on the radio said call you. 303-695-7000. American Financing. NMLS 182-334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. For the first time, lines are wide open. 303-696-19. No, they're not. 303-696-1971.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
10th morning of July and a Friday morning, and 100 will be the high. 95 on Saturday, Sunday 93, and Monday 98. We're being asked the name of the judge. We had George Brockler. George says she's a good judge. She's a district court judge by the name of Tamara Russell. And George said yesterday she's married to a member of law enforcement. Her name, Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Russell. And she's the judge in this case. The Bandemirs and John Bandemir and Randy Corcoran on the show at 7. Dr. Tom Noel. These are two favorites. And Dennis Gallagher on the radio show. We're going to talk about the destruction of monuments and the destruction of the past. And I wrote a column that, for whatever reason, is picked up now. It's entitled When Jefferson Dined Alone. And it's up on the website, 710knus.com. And click on me and columns, and getting a lot of thank you from across different people reading the junk and saying, hey, man, thanks. No, you know, thank you. Have you finally, you know, and we watch the weak-kneed Republican Party in the state and the Republican Party in this country, for heaven's sakes. I mean, these people are, and there's this Lincoln movement that wants to get rid of Trump. The only guy, you know, Trump's clearly, you know, got his own issues. I want this man to get this second term so badly, and I want to reach in. I mean, he goes after NASCAR. Says, I'm going, NASCAR, put down the Twitter machine. I would bet if you went to Talladega, I don't know what percentage of the people on the wall of Talladega are Trump supporters, but I'd probably say almost every one of them. Why are you ripping NASCAR, President Trump? Come on. But you got no help. I get that. There is not one Republican coming forward for John Bandemir. No one. Look at that picture of Cory Gardner and Lauren Boebert. She's got a heater on her hip, no mask, got her Levi's on. She's staring at him. He's got a mask on. Looks like a pair of white man's underwear, you know. He's like looking at each other. And I'm going, oh, man. Who do you think? I mean, who's firing up the base? Well, she does. I mean, people, like, she came out of nowhere with no money, and she kicked Tipton out, and she's like this little firebrand, you know, and we're going, I know, I've been around her a couple times, and I like her. She's been on a radio show. You know, go get him. And he's standing there with a mask on, like, and it isn't even a cool mask. It's like this kind of pair of white guy underwear, you know, over his ears. And I'm going, like, come on. And are you learning anything here? Have you seen anybody from the Republican Party rush out and say, let's defend John Bandemir? John Bandemir is this is another case like Jack Phillips, only the Bandemirs are deeply, and their faith is a very powerful part of their family. Jack Phillips got jammed for his faith. I don't not think that it isn't part of why they're after going after John Bandemir. But John is like the modern-day rendition of Jack Phillips. Where is the Republican Party? And you guys want, you know, Peter, you'll never vote for them because, like, yeah, you're right. I won't. It's Friday, the 10th morning of July. 100 degrees will be the high. Open lines continue. Randy's on the show with John Bandemir and then Dr. Tom Noel and Dennis Gallagher. I love Nancy Pelosi. People will do what they want to do. Yeah, right, Nance. Hang on, everybody. Matt's got the con. It's Friday.